I'm speaking to The Guardian's Harriet Sherwood, who is at the Tunisia-Libya border. Harriet, what can you see there?
Well, I've just driven to the border, and we've passed literally thousands of people, men, streaming from the border towards the transit camp, which is 2 or 3 kilometres away from the border, carrying enormous bags on their heads, pulling suitcases behind them. They're all on foot. It's very hot. But there's it's an extraordinary scene, really, along the side of the road, literally thousands of people who presumably have just crossed and are now making their way to the transit camp where they will stay for an unknown period of time before they can leave the country.
And what are the ages and appearances of these people streaming towards the transit camp?
They're all men, and I would say mostly in their 20s and 30s. Libya has millions of migrant workers, and these are the people who are trying to get out. And in fact, most of the Egyptians have now left. They've got out of the country. But what we're seeing now is a lot of Bangladeshis who are getting very little assistance from their government and really have no idea how they're going to get home. And in fact, I spent the morning with the International Development Secretary, Andrew Mitchell, who was visiting the transit camp, and he has suggested that Britain may now be able to assist with the evacuation of Bangladeshis, although he wouldn't be drawn on whether that meant an actual airlift. He said, we're focusing on the results of getting these people home, but he couldn't commit British resources to airlifting them out of the country.
And what awaits these people when they arrive at the transit camp? What's that like?
It's incredibly well organised, I have to say. There are hundreds of white UNHCR tents. There's a mobile hospital. There's medical facilities. There are showers and toilets. There are volunteers cooking food. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a particularly pleasant experience for these people, but the organization is very, very impressive. The Tunisian army are there in force, the UNHCR are there in force, and lots of local volunteers who are coming in their own cars to donate food, water, and blankets.
And there's been reports that less people are actually coming through the border from Libya to Tunisia. Why is that?
Well, this is a very interesting question. There were about 10,000 people a day crossing earlier in this week, and yesterday it dropped to around 1,800. And there's a lot of concern here about why that is the case. Andrew Mitchell said it was an artificial and abrupt decline in numbers. He referred to some satellite images, which he himself hasn't seen, but seems to suggest that there may be thousands of people being kept perhaps 15 kilometres from the Libyan side of the border. And so he's saying we mustn't be complacent, although the situation is under control now and the organisation is very impressive. There could be an upsurge in the numbers coming through in the coming days. No one really knows why there has been this dramatic fall-off, but no one thinks it's because everybody has got out. People think that there may be a pretty dire situation developing inside Libya itself.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that, Harriet. We'll speak to you again later.